Books and Beyond presents you The Mother, written by Nobel Prize winning author Paul S. Buck and narrated by Malin.
Episode 60. Thus, the days passed, and none joyfully. No, the woman took no joy even in her youngest son, and cared little whether he came and went, except she saw that he was well and smiling with some business of his own she did not know. So the day came at last when the maid must go, and the woman waited with the heaviest heart to see what was the one who came to fetch her. Yes, she strained her heart to understand what sort of man it was who came and fetched her maid away. It was a day in early spring he came, before the year had opened fully, so that spring was only seen in a few hardy weeds the children in the village digged to eat, and in a greenish tinge along the willow twigs and the brown buds on the peach trees, scarcely swollen yet. All the lands lay barren still with winter, the wheat not growing yet, and but small spears among the clods, and the winds cold. On this day, one came, an old man riding on the grey ass, without a saddle, and sitting on an old and filthy ragged coat folded under him upon the beast's back. He came to the house where the mother was, and gave his name. Her heart stopped then in her bosom, for she did not like the way this old man looked. He grinned at her, and shaped his lips to be kind. But there was no kindness in the sharp old fox's face. Sharp eyes set in deep wrinkles, a few white hairs about a narrow lipless mouth curved down too long to smile with any truth this day. He wore garments well nigh rags too, not patched or clean. And when he came down from his ass, there was no common courtesy in his manner, such as any man may have, whether he be learned or not. He came limping across the threshing floor, one leg too short to match the other, his old garments tied about him at the waist, and he said roughly, "I am come to fetch a blind maid. Where is she?" Then the mother said, for suddenly she hated this old man, "But what pleasure have you, that you are the one to have her?" The old man grinned again and said, "I know that fat goodwife who came to tell us we might have the maid for nothing for my brother's son." Then the woman said, "Wait until I call her." And she sent her younger lad, who lounged about the house that day. And the old gossip came as quickly as her old legs would bear her. And she stared at the man and laughed and shouted,
"Ha ha, aye, it is the uncle of the lad she's to wed. How are you, good man? And have you eaten yet this day?"
"Aye," said the old man, grinning and showing all his toothless gums, "but not too well, I swear." All this time the mother looked at him most steadfastly, and then she cried out bluntly to the gossip,
"I do not like the looks of this. I thought better than this for my maid."
And the gossip answered loudly, laughing,
"Good wife, he is not the bridegroom. His nephew is as soft and mild a lad as ever you did see."
By now the cousin's wife was come too, and the son and the son's wife and the cousin came, and others from the hamlet, and they all stood and stared at this old man. And it was true that to all he was no good one for looks and ways of any kindness. Yet was the promise given. And there were those who said, "Well, good wife, you must bear in mind, the maid is blind." And the son's wife said, "The thing is set and promised now, mother. And it is hard now to refuse, for it will bring trouble on us all if you refuse." And when he heard her say this, her husband kept his silence. The woman looked piteously at her cousin then, and he caught her look, and turned his eyes away, and scratched his head a while, for he did not know what to say. He was a simple good man himself, and he did not trust too much this old man's looks either. Still, it is hard to say sometimes if poverty and evil are the same thing. And it might be his ragged garments made him look so ill. And it was hard to say nay when all the thing was set and done. And so, not knowing what to say, he said nothing and turned his head away and picked up a small straw and chewed on it. But the gossip saw her honor was in danger, and she said again and again, "But this is not the bridegroom, good wife." And at last she called, for it would shame her much if the thing were not done now. "Old man, your brother's son is soft as any babe, is he not?" And the old man grinned and nodded and laughed a meager laugh and said, wheezing as he spoke with laughter, "Ay, soft as any babe he is, good wife." And at last he said impatiently, "I must be gone if I am to fetch her home by night." So, not knowing what else to do, the mother set her maid upon the ass's back at last. The maid garbed in her new garments, and the mother pressed into her hand the little packet of silver and whispered quickly, "This is for your own, my maid, and do not let them have it from you." And as the old man kicked the ass's legs to set it going, the mother cried aloud in sudden agony,
"I will come, my maid, before many months are past, and see how they do treat you there, and keep all in your heart and tell me then. I shall not fear to bring you home again, my maid, if aught is wrong."
Then the blind maid answered through her dry and trembling lips,
"Yes, mother, and that cheers me."
But the mother could not let her child go yet, and she cast here and there desperately in her mind to think of some last thing to say and hold her yet a little longer. And she cried out to the old man, clinging to her maid, "My maid is not to feed the fire, old man. She shall not feed the fire, for it hurts her eyes, the smoke." The old man turned and stared, and when he understood, he grinned and said,
"Oh, aye, well, let it be so, I will tell them,"
and kicked the beast again and walked beside it as it went. So the maid went away, and she held her sign of blindness in her hand and had her little roll of garments tied behind her on the ass's back. The mother stood and watched her go, her heart aching past belief, tears welling from her eyes. And this, although she did not know what else she could have done. So she stood still until the hill rose between and cut the child from her sight. And she saw her no more.
You've been listening to the audiobook The Mother, written by Nobel Prize-winning author Pearl S. Buck and read by Man Ling. The Mother tells an unforgettable story of a complex and multidimensional woman living in rural China in the early 20th century. She grapples with questions of duty, love, and loyalty, and undergoes a journey of self-discovery and growth. If you like this audiobook, do give this podcast a 5-star rating, leave your comment, and share with your friends. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to Books and Beyond on major podcast platforms.